This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Misha Hedges, who is a social entrepreneur and award-winning documentary filmmaker. His passion is telling stories that raise social and environment awareness and inspire people to action. He holds an MBA in sustainable enterprise from Dominican University's Green MBA program and consults with organizations on marketing and communication strategies. Misha is the co-founder of Trim Tab Media, a creative video agency that works with sustainable brands to leverage the power of their stories and make meaningful connections with their customers and supporters. Misha, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us about the work that you do at Trim Tab Media.
Well, at Trim Tab Media, we work with sustainable brands and nonprofits, so businesses and nonprofits that are doing good things in the world, to help them tell their stories. And what that really means is that we work with them to find and tell the stories about their people, about their business practices, or about their products and services that will really connect with and resonate with their audience, whoever that may be. So if it's their customers, if they're a business, if it's some of their community stakeholders, or if they're a nonprofit organization, their supporters or donors. And that's really what we do, is find and tell the stories that will resonate with our client's audience.
What inspired you, or what was the decision behind launching this company?
I worked in Los Angeles for several years as a producer and an editor, and I worked on documentaries during that time, and I also worked on a lot of commercials. And during that time, I really realized that there's a lot of content out there that businesses are creating and nonprofits are creating that isn't really serving them, and especially in the world of social and environmental entrepreneurship and business, there's really an opportunity to go a little bit deeper. And in communications collateral, like videos, like blogs, like websites, in social media, there's really an opportunity to connect with a business or a nonprofit audience in a much deeper way through storytelling. So I decided to bring that documentary experience and experience in the advertising world to work exclusively with sustainable brands and nonprofits to help them tell their stories and further their success.
What's the difference between advertising and storytelling in brand communications?
Well, if you think about advertising, companies spend a whole lot of money, researching what their customers want. And then they craft, they also spend a lot of money crafting messaging that is designed to resonate with them on some level. And a lot of times that's looking at psychological factors, how can we get our customer to identify with our brand? So they create these stories, sometimes out of thin air. Sometimes there's some truth to them, but it's really about kind of manufacturing messages that are designed to connect. And the difference between advertising or messaging and storytelling is really communication. We think that storytelling is a more authentic way to communicate with your customers and supporters. And if you can really dig deep and find the true stories about your brand, so about the people that work for you, about the products that you're making, how they're made, what they're made of, and especially for companies with an environmental or social mission, those stories have the opportunity to connect at a much deeper level and truly communicate in a way that advertising can't.
Today we are joined by Misha Hedges, the co-founder of Trim Tab Media, a creative video agency that works with sustainable brands to leverage the power of their stories and make meaningful connections with their customers and supporters here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Misha, why do you focus on video for brand storytelling?
Well, we think that video is one of the most engaging ways to connect with your audience out there. There are plenty of ways to tell your story. There's you know, good old text and photos on a website, on a blog. Social media is a fantastic way to start communicating with your customers or supporters, and not only sending out messages, sending out stories, but also having the opportunity to talk back and forth and converse and start conversations with your customers and supporters. And we think that video is such an engaging way. It's really as close to face-to-face communication as we can get in the online space. So that's one of the reasons why we focus on video. The other reason is that by 2015, it's estimated that about 90% of online traffic, internet traffic, will be video. So, you know, if you're not doing video right now, there's going to be a bit of catch-up to do when suddenly in a few years everybody's using video content to connect with their customers. And so that's one of the other reasons, is that YouTube gets over 2 billion views per day. Video is an extremely powerful way to connect with your customers or supporters.
What types of stories have you told recently?
So we've done a bunch of projects recently. We recently worked with a coffee company to help them tell the story of how they're working with their coffee growers in Africa to help buffer their farms from climate change. So, you know, stories about overcoming a challenge and moving toward more sustainable practices and operations. We told a story for an internet startup company using a video that was really motion graphics driven, so a graphically driven explainer video to explain what their offering was. And in this case, they're actually selling a new top-level domain name that's oriented towards the sustainability crowd. We also have been working with nonprofits and startups to help them create Kickstarter videos so that they can use them to crowdfund, to get seed money for their startup enterprise. So we've got all types of different clients, from startups to corporations to nonprofits to small and medium-sized businesses that we're working with to help them tell their stories and connect with their customers using video in a more meaningful way.
Misha, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Trim Tab Media online.
So if you'd like to connect with us, best place to do that is just to visit our website, check it out, and send us a message. You can contact us through there. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/trimtabmedia, or Twitter, twitter.com/trimtabmedia, and we'd love to talk.
And in conclusion, Misha, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I think it's remaining flexible is one of the most important things. You know, you start a business, you start a new enterprise, and you have a clear vision for what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, who you want to work with. And, you also have to listen. You have to listen to the market and listen to what the market's telling you and make sure that what you're offering is consistent with that, and that you're bringing your expertise to the table, to the market, in a way that that it can be appreciated and that it can be used and taken advantage of, and that's how you'll move forward and grow.
Sound advice. He is Misha Hedges, the co-founder of TrimTab Media, a creative video agency that works with sustainable brands to leverage the power of their stories and make meaningful connections with their customers and supporters. And the website, once again, is trimtabmedia.tv. Misha, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.